Christine Lord from Southsea lost her son Andrew to the human form of mad cow disease, BSE, and the BSE crisis forms part of a new exhibition at the Hayward Gallery in London South Bank. And Christine's been giving her first impressions of the work, which includes pictures and posters from her long-running campaign on behalf of victims.
I'm blown away in many ways, but also as Andrew's mother, it's a very sad and poignant exhibition for me, because obviously I'm walking around looking at the timeline of BSE and the fact that human BSE still poses a threat for millions of us. And there are photographs on the wall of my son, there's pictures of mad cows, there's a huge placard that we took to all our demonstrations as part of the art, which was held by people that have since died of BCJD, whose parents have cried over, parents have got angry over. We've taken it everywhere, this particular placard. It's a horrific disease, and some of the images are very stark and very shocking, as they should be, because actually, however shocking all of these are here, it is not as shocking as actually seeing a young person of 24 like my son die of the disease.
Christine Lord there. Now, Turner Prize nominee Roger Hjorns is the artist behind the project. He's also been talking to BBC Radio Solent.
These few highlights touch only the surface of this amazing story.
I wanted to do something new. I wanted to do something very different, which was to unveil essentially the first-hand information that government ministers and government scientists, but also scientists working on the subject, would have actually been in contact with. And so what you see in all of these documents, and it's a huge amount of information, is the actual relationships and the actual sort of conversations which are actually emerging between certain figures within this story.
This cohort started to get exposed.
The moment when John Gummer gave his, well, tried to feed his daughter that beef burger, became a moment when the contract between the public and the political governing class became broken somehow. And I think that our general feeling of unease and our general feeling that that the government don't have our backs somehow is actually continuing. And that moment, I think, was a really key moment in that.
Not long after the baby's birth, the new mother began to get ill.
She was becoming unusually tired.
It's a continuing story, of course. John Collinge, who is the MRC Prion Clinic in London, is working still very hard on the identification of this disease within the public. And there is also an emerging story within the US that might be a BSE story, which isn't, you know, essentially being looked for. And so in a way, this is a story which doesn't just stop.
She wasn't paralyzed, it was just very normal.
This series is a violent act which kind of began with feeding of MBM to cows, to the event which is now, which is essentially the slow kind of disallowance of this subject to become part of the wider circulation somehow, that, you know, that this is still a sort of a subject which is actually not needed in the public realm.
Turner Prize nominee Roger Hjorns, and before that, Christine Law from Southsea, who lost her son Andrew to variant CJD back in 2007, talking to our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake.